Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about land investment, Buddhist style.
This is going to be funny. This came as a result of me sharing a little bit with Steven the other day about what I was listening to on my walk. So let me back up. Right behind us is the Strand. So a lot of mornings, I'm out there before I start my day. I get up, throw on my running shoes, and I kind of speed walk, you know, a good distance and back. And I'm always listening to podcasts. That's kind of my thing.
You listen to other people's podcasts?
I do. And I just stumbled across this one, and she was getting all into Buddha stuff. And it was just a healthy reminder of, you know, things to not get hung up on and why. So I want to share this. The other funny thing that I was going to bring else something funny about this, as you can see people walking behind us now, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. It's comical what goes on. There was a guy, I'm really proud of myself. I am learning to eye read. I can now eye read.
Oh, because of the mask?
I did. There was a gentleman just now walking by, and his eyes were so big, and he had his blue mask on. I could see his mouth was wide open. I could tell, because I'm getting good at this. It's so funny. Anyway, thank you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Martha wrote, "Hello. This is a perfect use of this form, by the way. I can already tell. Hello, I have a possible deal. 4.5 acres in X County that I posted last Thursday in the meeting that both Stephen and Jill said was a good deal. My issue now is this." Oh, we got new information. "The seller accepted the verbal offer for $20,000 and will sign the purchase agreement if we pay the closing costs. Can that be done? Doesn't the seller usually pay closing? I don't want to lose this deal, but I also want to do it right. What would you advise?"
Jill's right. This is an absolute perfect use of land investors. Mm-hmm. She's in the group. She's seems like she's pretty new based on this question, which is fine. That's why you join a group like this. You know, what should I do? What happens with the closing costs typically, Jill?
It's all whatever you want. Escrow companies work for you, not you work for them. You can say we're splitting closing costs. You can say he's paying all the closing costs. You can say I'm paying all the closing costs. Whatever you want, you just tell them. My best advice is do whatever you agreed with the seller. Just follow through with what you said. You guys really had a conversation. I'm trying to see here. The seller said, "I'll do it, but we have to pay the closing costs." So that's on you now. All right, so let's say it's $1,500. So you're gonna pay, so really you're buying the property for $20,750. Is it, for me, I would do that and I would be happy, because I'm assuming this is the scenario. I'm assuming you're buying a property for $20,000 that's probably worth $70,000. I'm just kind of guessing. So do I have a problem with that? That's the one last thing he asked for. I pay all the closing costs? Nope. Done. And all you need to do, Martha, is just convey it to your title agent and they'll say, okay. And by the way, don't worry about it. There's a real strong likelihood when the closing statement comes out on the HUD one, they forget it. You just remind them, hey, don't forget, that's on me. Okay, I'll move it over. That's all I do.
Netflix and Amazon are packed full of shows about bartering and bickering and picking. And, you know, it's fun to watch some of those shows where somebody reads a newspaper ad and they go that says, "Come and get my stuff for $1,000," and so and they film all this stuff. It's a show. So the guy goes over there. He meets the seller. The seller says, "You know, hey, look, this stuff's not worth $1,000, but I see all this other stuff in your yard. I'll give you $500 if you throw in that, 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 and that." It's the same thing. So for whatever reason, it's making sense to the buyer that $500 price plus the other stuff. He knows he can resell it for more, and they film that too. It's the same thing here. Now you're not doing it. The purchase price no longer is $20,000. It's really $2,100 or $2,200.
That's
fine. If you're going to sell it for $80,000, does that work or not? Mm-hmm. It's all a function of money. You know, I think what Martha's really asking is it legal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can it be done? Like, and Jill's
absolutely
right. Anything can be done as long as it's within the limits of the law. So you can change all these rules.
Everything.
You just can't do anything illegal.
It's the same as if you have a broker. You know, there's no flat percentage by law. It's whatever you guys agree on. Hey, I got a broker that's willing to take 2%, or I got a broker that's willing to take whatever percent. That's great. They lowered it to 1%. You know, we hear about this often in housing things. A good broker, to get a deal done, will change the percentage of what they're getting just to close a deal.
I've done that, right? Personally.
Because they know that, man, you know, 2% of 3 million is better than 3% of nothing. I think I'll take the 2% of 3 million, whatever it is. So, and it's
I learned that the hard way on a commercial real estate deal when I was really young.
Uh-oh. You dug your heels in?
Well, the lawyer, you know, the smirk on his face came to us and said, you know, because he knew we were super young. I don't know. I was right out of college. To get this deal done, you guys are gonna have to take $28,000 instead of $42,000. And of course, we're sitting around going, I had a partner in the deal. Both of us were like, it was in Milwaukee. We drove from Detroit to Milwaukee to get this deal done. That was still when you had to sit there and close at a desk. Of course, we said yes. You know, and then I looked back on that. I said, I want to smoke that guy.
Well, that I agree with you. You are right.
He just did it to mess with us.
Let me finish with this, Martha. Exactly. Don't let your escrow agent or your broker
or your seller
call the shots. What you and your seller agree on, and I always take a look at it like this. When I'm on the phone with these people, I might as well be shaking their hand. And that's it. Whatever we agree on, that's it. Done.
Here's a line. My whole rule on stuff like this is if it makes economic sense, I'm all for it. But there's a line where, and Jill's so much better about this than I am, there's a line where it's like, you know what? You're being an idiot about this right now. You're being a bully, and you're just doing it to make some point. I'll walk from a deal like that.
I don't think, you know what? Because I don't think this is wrong, too.
No, I don't think this, in this case.
Yeah, I think you're doing right. And this ties into what we're going to talk about today, which is doing the right thing, part of it, and following through. You know, this guy really wants to get a check with his name on it for $20,000. That, I think, is what's in his head. And if there's closing costs, it's going to be $18,952. He wants 20, and am I going to let that kill the deal? Heck no. It's not.
Well, let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
Is it just economics? So if the guy's the biggest loser, whack job, I can't say the words that I want to say because in the environment we're in, are you just going to get over it and do
the deal? You know what? I wouldn't. This is it. Truth time. I actually put these comments in Airtable yesterday. If you go look in for them, you'll find them. It's really funny. Didn't even talk to the guy. I can tell by the way he wrote back at the purchase agreement, what he said on it, and his counteroffer. I said, we're not even going to touch this
guy. Jill.
I said, we are not canceled because of me, the buyer.
Excellent.
Because number one, I don't like his price. And number two, I can tell he's a jerk. By all this, this is
jerk
this,
was
this
the
is
the
that,
word I was
this
looking
is
for.
It. I'm like, so it's, it, I won't not, jerk is not the word you're looking for, I'm sure.
It was more than one word.
Exactly.
With adjectives and adverbs. So
yeah. I won't kill a deal for one or the other necessarily, seriously. I mean, price for sure, but just because he's a jerk, not necessarily. But if I got both done, it's easy to walk away.
Do you have any idea? You just made my day.
Huh?
Do you have any idea how happy that makes men on behalf of all men when their woman has a line and they won't put up with it and won't be taken advantage of by other people, and where you just say, it doesn't matter now, I'm done.
Yeah.
How happy that makes me.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
I'm literally going to sleep better tonight because of that. Aww. Like, I don't want you to put up with crap from anyone. I know you talk to a ton of people all day, and if they're not going to treat you right, just shove it right back in their face.
Hey, it's not worth it. We'll talk about here more.
And I'm happy to call any of these men if you'd like, if they're not.
I know.
I live for that stuff.
I know you live for that. It's kind of funny. You're like, it's almost like, God, let me call him Jill. Come on. That's funny. Thank you.
Today's topic, land investment, Buddha style. This is the meat of the show.
You know, it's funny. We haven't used this phrase in a long time, but don't think that I don't know. That I always have in my back pocket, my junkyard dog from Detroit.
Good. It makes me feel all warm inside when you say that.
I know.
I'm a little out of practice, so
I should throw a few at you. Okay, I'll throw you. All right, I'll let you have some. Okay, I'll come up with a few. So again, this topic was so funny just because I was listening to Buddha stuff and he was just talking about, I think that you see how I try very hard to incorporate this stuff into my life. And you know what the real reason is too? The reason I walk around this way and try to do things easier and less stressful, because it's just easier and less stressful. That's it. There's no underlying theme. It's not like this is a sales tactic. It's not like this is a way to get my way. Nothing like that.
It just feels better.
I just don't want to go through life being unhappy and angry.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So I pour this into my relationships. I pour this mindset into the way that I do business and we do business. And you know what? It's worked out great. So I've got a couple tips that I wanted to share, and please interrupt me, ask me any questions or comment, however you want. One of the things that I do and have found is that it is the easiest to walk around trying to be the best version of you. And it's funny, I think everybody has kind of a role model, someone that you look up to. And this is a little bit of Jill therapy right now. This is truth time.
That's what this show's about.
That's right. It's okay, Friday, you really want to get in my head. I'm letting you right in. There is someone that I really look up to every single day. And I say, this is my thing, what would blank do? I have my person. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't actually.
It's so funny. My person is Grace Kelly.
Wow.
She to me is a strong woman, graceful. There's things that she would not stoop to. There's words that she wouldn't say. Just how she carries herself. That's my inspiration. So I try to be my best version of me every day. And I did it even this morning. This morning, not even knowing what we're going to talk about, I'm like, all right, I was mad about something. I was really mad about something. I'm like, let it go. How you're going to walk, Jill, you're going to walk down the stairs mad, or you're going to walk down the stairs happy? How's it going to go? And I kind of put myself like, all right, she would not stoop to acting like this. So that's not what I'm going to do. And it's the easiest way. Number two, I don't get hung up. I do my best. This is all another truth time. Nobody's perfect, by the way. This is what I strive to do, is I really strive hard to not get hung up on other people's issues. And how do I do that? I really try to take a step back, and it's hard to put yourself in. It's hard to put yourself in their shoes sometimes. So what I do instead is I just say, God, I feel sorry for them. It's like you're driving and you're cut off. Or in our world, somebody's yelling at you about an offer that they got. And whatever they're yelling at makes no sense. It's not even about the offer. It's like, where are they going right now?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, God, I really feel sorry for this person. Is that how they operate?
Or if the deal didn't close.
Right. It's like, do they chase the mailman? This is my thing. I'm like, do you like, because they act like this. They get our offer in the mail. And it was so funny because we got one the other day, and I have a new, less than 6 months new transaction coordinator who I love, and she's killing it. And this is the first time she got one of these. She's like, this person wasted their own money to put a stamp on it to mail back this letter with this on it. I'm like, oh, get used to it, honey. She's like, I can't believe people get that. They waste their time and energy to send it back. They could have called, they could have emailed, they could have thrown it away. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, whatever's happened in that person's life for the last 20 years, they're expressing it with a 55-cent stamp.
Exactly.
Against you for whatever reason. I know what you're talking about.
And again, I just, gosh, what else, who else do they get mad at in their world? You know, heaven forbid my food delivery is wrong or such and such. You know, they're like coming at you.
I have canned answers for a confrontation. And, you know, and it happens good to all of us.
So that's what works for you.
Yeah, it happens to all of us. One of my canned answers is that it works like a charm is, you know, when it's person to person, hopefully a confrontation is person to person because you can manage it a lot better than on the internet. It's terrible. But my canned answer for somebody saying, you know, you took my parking spot or you know, you're not looking at me the right way or whatever happens is this. Look, man, if this sets you off like this, what else is going on in your life that's just a dramatic mess? Because all it is XYZ. Like, what's your wife think about it? How's that go? It shuts them up right away.
That helps you. So I understand that.
Canned answers help me a lot.
That's a good one. That works for you. So it's good. You know, my third point is, I have 4 points here. My third point is, you could choose a laugh or cry or say something. And no, none of them's wrong. You are allowed and should have whatever feelings that you want. I personally choose to make a joke out of things and laugh.
I think you got to diffuse the situation. That's my whole goal.
I don't. Let me tell you, I don't. I let them have their feelings. I let them have their feelings because I feel strongly my job's not to change their mind. My job is to get over this real quick and get this out of my life. I'm not here to change their mind. I'm not here to make them feel good. I just say, okay, gotcha. You're on my do not contact list. Thank you very much. That's it. Done. I'm not here to just get into a discussion and make them feel good about it. Heck no. I wanted, this is my personal perception, is distance myself from those people. But that's what feels good for me. You're trying to help them maybe.
Well, no, I'm trying to do it. You know what I'm trying to do is bring some finality to it so that everybody walks away and it's over.
Okay. I walk away anyway.
Without any real confrontation.
So yeah, both ways.
Because I'll tell you why.
There you go, both ways work.
This is a great, it's all individual. So this is a great conversation because if I don't address it, I feel worse about it later.
Oh, it bothers you by not saying anything.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's cool. This ties into it. Laugh, cry, say something, don't say something. It's whatever feels right for you. No way is wrong. The most important part of it is that and it makes my point four, my final point, however you do it, you have to end it, you have to move on, and please don't waste any more energy. Your energy is valuable. You know, I got a lot of deals I got to do. I have so many good things going on in my life. I have Land Academy. I have a wonderful community. I have members that love us and need us. They don't want me coming into a meeting or getting on a call bent out of shape because of an idiot I just got off the phone with. They don't deserve that. And I don't want to give that person that power, that energy. So however you do it, laugh, cry, again, say something, don't say something. Hit it. Don't hit something. Don't maybe hit a pillow if you need to. Don't hit a wall.
Yeah.
But hit a pillow. Take a walk.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, move on.
I have to tell you on a personal note that when I first met you, this is why I was all up in your business.
Oh.
I love this part about you and this whole, because I'm not. I'm a junkyard dog from Detroit in my soul, and I can get pretty amped up pretty quickly and wound up about meaningless stuff. Although the older I get, the less that happens. But you've always been just really even and had a great outlook on stuff. Like, I've learned a lot from you, and I hope and continue to do that along these lines and others. And I hope that other people learn this stuff too from you. That's the point to all this.
Thank you very much.
Or at least take it into consideration.
Thank you. It's like yin and yang.
Yeah.
We're good. And thank you. I've learned a lot from you too, obviously. Good. Appreciate that. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, join us for another interesting episode because I haven't titled it yet. You are not alone. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good stuff, Jill.
That's truth time. In case you haven't noticed on Fridays, there's never a title for Monday. That's true. We don't know what it's going to be yet. But I think that's one thing that's good about us. You know, remember back when we were first starting podcasts and it was just becoming a thing? I remember talking to like a UF guy and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm like 8 months out. I'm like,
I remember
how are you
8
months out? Who does that? And by the
way, how is that pertinent?
Exactly. And I don't want to hear a show today that you did 8 months ago.
I wondered, you know, I've often thought that too. Like, you know, I'm not so sure you could be 2 weeks out. We're like a week out.
Yeah.
And we always have been. It's always been, we're 5 shows ahead.
I love it.
Because stuff might happen next week.
Exactly.
Like this data thing we were talking about yesterday. That could change.
Here's another beautiful example. This is airing. I don't know what day this is airing.
Friday.
Okay, but the day that we're recording, the Saturday before, Saturday Night Live just came back. And they did Saturday Night Live like 2 days after the president went into the hospital with the coronavirus thing. So they quickly, they've been practicing, writing, and rehearsing what they're going to do for Saturday Night Live. And then 2 days before, they had to change it all. But they did. And I appreciate that.
Did they pull it off?
They totally pulled it off. So they had to, they rewrote some things to go at it with that new information. And I love that it was, you know, like us, it was that current, that up to the date. And it makes me happy. Speaking of making people happy, if we make you happy, please share your love and show us your love by liking or subscribing or writing some comments, because it's important to us. We read them, we appreciate it, and it helps us, you know, do future content.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.